Unit 5. Listening. Activity 4.
My name is Sarah Willis, and I'm a food historian. Have you ever wondered what our lives would be like without cooking, and how easy it would be to survive in the wild eating only raw food? Well, the answer is that humans are not very good at eating food that hasn't been cooked, and would find it almost impossible to survive on the diet of a chimpanzee, for example. Chimpanzees do eat a lot of fruit, which would be okay for us. Not just bananas, but all sorts of berries, too. And this accounts for 60% of their diet. But the remaining 40% is made up of other plant food, which wouldn't really be suitable for human consumption. These plants don't contain sugar, so they taste very bitter. The other problem with the chimpanzee diet is that human teeth aren't strong enough to chew the huge quantities of plants, and we'd also need a bigger stomach to digest it all. But long ago, before people discovered cooking, our human ancestors must have had a diet that was quite similar to a chimpanzee's. They would have spent an awful lot of time chewing in order to digest the raw food properly. They might spend 8 hours a day finding food to eat, and then about 6 hours actually eating it, which didn't leave them much time for any leisure activities. So when people started cooking, life began to get a lot better. They had more time for other things, and the food also tasted much better. But as well as that, cooking made it possible to preserve meat for longer, which meant they could save some for the next day, in case they didn't manage to find any. No one knows exactly when people started cooking, but a lot of scientists believe the discovery of cooking was a really important development. They think that because of cooking, our mouths gradually became smaller and the brain became much bigger. These changes happened over thousands of years, of course. And as well as bringing about physical changes, some scientists believe the activity of cooking also introduced significant social change. They say that cooking food meant that everyone in the family ate at the same time. So it's where the tradition of sitting down together and having a family meal may have begun. But there were new risks involved, too. For the first time, people couldn't eat their food immediately because it had to be cooked first. The long wait between catching or finding the food and then eating it meant there was always the possibility someone might take it. So the female cooks had to be protected against any thieves by the men who were also responsible for the hunting and gathering of food. Until a few years ago, it was thought that cooking was a relatively recent development, but now tests indicate that our ancestors started cooking in Africa a very long time ago. Scientists have discovered that fire may have been used for this purpose over 1 million years ago, which is far earlier than was previously thought. Scientists do know that people began cooking routinely during the last ice age, around 12,000 years ago. Cooking food was a good idea in the extreme cold because it gives more energy than raw food. So cooking helped people survive this harsh environment.